Good morning, everyone. Happy Easter.
Easter.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's open in prayer and let's worship the Lord this beautiful Easter morning. It doesn't always happen this way, does it?
No.
Lord, we are so grateful for the empty tomb.
Yes.
We are so grateful for what you did on the cross to take our place for our sin, Lord, for atonement of sin. Please move with us today. Work in our lives, Lord. Be with us as we worship you, and please bless Pastor Stan as he gives the message. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Please rise. We'll sing together. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. So glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show. Praise his name.
Hallelujah to the
Glory
King.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Like him we rise. Hallelujah. Praise the King, praise the King.
forgiven and Christ alive. We are the risen and he shall come again. Praise the King, praise the King.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Praise the King.
What
Amen.
You've given us, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost. I was blind. I was running out of time. Sin separated. The breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you had me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. There on the cross, you paid the debt I owed. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I had hope. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of God. Thank you, Jesus, has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. You took my place, laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. There is nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the sons and daughters. We are ransomed by our Father through the blood, the blood. There is nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood, the blood. Ned calls the sons and daughters. We are ransomed. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Yes, you are. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. deserve the glory. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. The saints and angels, they bow before your throne, and all the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, you are worthy of it all, worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Yes, you do. You are worthy of it all. 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 For from you are all things, and to you are all things. Jesus, you deserve the glory. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. Hallelujah, Lord Christ. We praise you and we give you glory. You deserve the glory, Lord. You've taken it for us. And because of that, we will have eternal life when we put our faith in you, that empty tomb, Lord.
Yes.
We praise you and we give you glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Pastor. Amen.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shiloh Chapel.
Good morning.
Good morning. He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
One more time. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. This morning, we are going to celebrate the triumph of the resurrection. I'm going to give you fair warning. At some point in this sermon, I'm going to sing a song a cappella. I'm not a great singer, and you'll see that very plainly. I'm not a musician. I can't keep a beat for my life. But the song is a story written from the Apostle Peter's perspective on the morning when they discovered the empty tomb. It's called He's Alive by Don Francisco, written a long time ago. Anyway, let us begin. Oops, I just realized I'm looking at the wrong sermon in front of me. I don't know how that happened. So apparently, I'm going to have to figure this out. I don't know how I did that. Jeff, is there any chance you could go down and get the... my notes out of the pastor's office. I printed them up. I brought up the wrong ones. I'm about to have to, I don't know how in the world I did that. Well, you know what? You know, sometimes stuff happens. I don't know. I plucked one of the wrong sermons. The triumph of the resurrection. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand just exactly how much of a triumph this is. Do you know that apart from the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, we would have absolutely no hope of eternity? Did you know that? Well, I'm standing here red-faced in front of you without my sermon. Pardon? I am. I'm giving it my best shot, me and my smartphone. Well, thank God for Jeff Wakeman. I pulled a sermon out of the wrong folder. Thank you for your patience. The triumph of the resurrection. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let me be Captain Obvious. Today is Easter. You can call me Captain if you like. A day of joy, hope, and new beginnings. As we gather in this small country church we call Shiloh Chapel, our hearts are united in celebration and the power of death has been overcome. Easter isn't just another day, as you know. It is an extraordinary day. It is the highest, holiest day in the Christian tradition. It is the moment when our Savior Jesus Christ rose from the grave. A dead man got up and walked. It is the moment when our Savior Jesus Christ not only rose from the grave, but assured us that every dark night is followed by the light of a new dawn. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in that era, the light of the new dawn. I'm reminded of a simple saying, no matter how long the night, the dawn always comes. The truth finds its ultimate expression in the resurrection of Christ, that truth. Let us begin with the clear declaration of Scripture. Christ has risen, Matthew 28, verses 5 and 6. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying." The angel's words invite us to set aside fear. Why? Why does it cause us to set aside fear? Because Jesus has kept his promise. His resurrection is a powerful assurance that no matter the hardships we face, God's plan is absolutely steadfast. Just as the first day of light dispels darkness, the risen Christ brings hope, transforming our deepest struggles into opportunities for renewal. The evidence of resurrection. Consider the account in Luke 24, verse 6 and 7. He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise from the dead. I often read that as a question, but you'll notice if there's not a question mark at the end of that. It is a statement. The angel is saying, remember, and we should remember. It is a statement. This passage is not merely a historical note, though it is that. It is solid evidence. The empty tomb stands as a testimony that Jesus did exactly what he proclaimed ahead of time, multiple times throughout the Gospels. His rising is like the unmistakable sign after a long dark night when the sun's rays break through. The promise of a new life is undeniable and very real. When I read that, as I was putting it to paper previously, I was thinking of our rather long dark winter. And spring has arrived. So, from the evidence of resurrection to the promise of new life. From 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, "For I handed down to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died, why? For our sins, according to the Scriptures. And that he was buried, and that he was raised, when? On the third day, according to the Scriptures. Here the gospel plan is summed up. Jesus' sacrifice and resurrection were exactly as foretold in Scripture. In previous Easter sermons, I've gone through those prophecies and their fulfillment, and they are many. Whether you're facing daily challenges or enjoying seasons of rest, knowing that Christ's victory over death secures our future fills us with hope. His resurrection gives each of us a fresh start, regardless of what our past may hold. And if your past, something in your past was only yesterday, today is still a new day. Scripture says that his mercies are new every morning. And for many of us here at Shiloh, there's a devotional written by Paul David Tripp called New Morning Mercies, which we all love. And I thank Pastor Emeritus Ron Parker and our music leader for introducing me to that. I did not know about that till I came to Shiloh, and it is wonderful. New Morning Mercies by Paul David Tripp. Hopefully you'll remember it and get one for yourself. Jesus himself offers a promise. The colored words are his words. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Jesus asked her that question. Now I ask you that question. Do you believe this? Amen. Before most of you were here this morning, I put these in the seats. You can read this, study this, all you want. It will help you to know that you know that you know. How can we know we'll go to heaven? By a famous author, Randy Alcorn. It's full of Bible verses. So you know it's not just based on what Randy Alcorn thinks. Living out the resurrection daily. Romans 6:4 says, "Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in newness of life." When we identify with Christ through baptism, we partake in the reality of his resurrection. This renewal, this daily renewal of which I am speaking, is like the satisfaction of witnessing a long-awaited sunrise. It influences everything we do. Our work, our family life, and our community interactions. Reminding us that every day is an opportunity to embrace fresh beginnings from Christ. There is deep theological meaning behind the resurrection. I think most of you probably know that. Today, we're focused a little bit more on how you can carry the power of the resurrection with you every single day. If you know Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you have the indwelling Holy Spirit, and the power of that resurrection in the Holy Spirit, in the name of Christ, according to the Father's plan, is in you. It's in you. Now let's consider resurrection of believers. First Corinthians 20, verse 20 through 23. But the fact is, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. The first fruits of those who are asleep. Everyone who dies, Scripture says the term asleep. But we know that is a euphemism for everyone who has died. Christ rose first. Verse 21, for since by a man death came, by a man, the second man, the second Adam. Notice the first one in verse 21. It says, since by a man, that's a small m, that's Adam. Theologically speaking, the federal head of all humanity. He sinned because he chose his own path. He broke the commandment, the only one there was. The only tree of the, in the garden he wasn't supposed to have, and he had that. Well, for since by a man, Adam, death came, by a man, notice the second one, that's capitalized. That's Christ. He's often described by theologians as the second Adam, who came to redeem us. That was his purpose. By a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, death came into the world because of that fall, so also in Christ all will be made alive. But each of his in his own order, Christ the first fruits, after that those who are Christ's at his coming, notice the possessive there, those who belong to Christ at his coming. So, this passage emphasizes the universal power, of Christ's resurrection. No matter who we are or where we come from, that same power that raised Jesus is at work in us. Verse 23 reminds us, I'm going to back that up just a second. Verse 23 reminds us of the divine order in resurrection. Christ, the first fruits, followed by those who belong to him at his coming. This freeing truth invites us to live confidently in the assurance that life, renewed and perfected in Christ, is available to each one of us. And I ask you, do you know that? Today's scriptures, which I have quoted here, from Matthew 28 to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, underscore the absolute reality of God's promises. Allow his triumph to transform you, to transform your work. Scripture says, whatever you set to do, set your hands to do it all as unto the Lord. That means, that's basically telling us to live our lives coram Deo, before the face of God, because he always sees what is going on. He's all-knowing, he's all-powerful, and he's everywhere. He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is worthy of all glory and honor and praise. He is holy, holy, holy. Well, I want you to allow that to transform you. I want you to embrace the joy and light of Easter, letting it fill your heart, rejuvenate your spirit, and illuminate your journey. The gates and doors were barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Then just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me, as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. We found the stone in the empty tomb. Just the way that Mary said, nope, I missed a verse there. Sorry about that. She said they moved him in the night and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. So we both ran toward the garden, and John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How aware they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Well, something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high. 'Cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, he couldn't be the same. Then suddenly the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Then Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet. I looked into his eyes. The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. Every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace. He's alive! He's alive! He is alive and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He is alive. He's alive. He is alive and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He is alive. He is alive. Hallelujah. He is alive. He's alive. Sweet Jesus. He is risen. I want you to remember this quote. If I can get to it. I had it on the screen earlier. It's not there. All right, here it is. I want you to embrace the resurrection hope. This quote from Charles Spurgeon. Without the resurrection of Christ, there is no hope. Because he lives, every believer enjoys a living hope, a hope that keeps us through the darkest night and the darkest valley. One more time. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for helping this sermon happen. For Jeff Wakeman going and getting my sermon after my mistake. I want to thank you, Lord, above all things, for your magnificent sacrifice. I want to thank you that you were true to your word and your promises, as you always have been, that you rose on that third day, so that we who are in Christ may rise with you for eternity, that we will know new life, abundant life, everlasting life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Stan. Song, you can rise. You will probably get comfortable with the chorus. You've been trying hard to bear the weight of all your shame, and if there's a God up there, you're sure he forgot your name. When your steps are getting weary and hope looks all but lost, just bring it all to the cross. Who told you grace can't reach the messed up ones like you? Has the devil made you believe the lies he tells are true? When you're sure that you're the one who's wandered too far off, it's not too late, just come home to the cross. Come and see a Savior's love that would die to make you new. Nothing you have ever done can change what mercy's done for you. And if you ever wonder if you're worth so great a cost, look up and see the cross.
Everybody's got a list, at least a mile long, of every scar and every sin, from everywhere that we've gone wrong. There's a reason for rejoicing, and that reason is because that list was nailed to his cross.
Come and see a Savior's love that would die to make you new. Nothing you have ever done can change what mercy's done for you. And if you ever wonder if you're worth so great a cost, look up and see the cross.
Here's the words of Isaiah. He was wounded for your wounds, pierced for all your sin. By his stripes you are healed, died so you could rise again.
Let the blood and water flow, and did it all to let you know that you're the reason that he went to the cross. Oh, he's calling you to run home to the cross. Come and see a Savior's love that would die to make you new. Nothing you have ever done could change what mercy's done for you. And if you ever wonder if you're worth so great a cost, look up and see the cross. Look up and see the cross. Look up and see the cross.
See the cross and the empty tomb.
Amen.
I want to see both. Amen.
Amen.
One more song. Because
he lives. Hallelujah.
From heaven to earth, our Savior came. For us on a cross he bled and died, and from the cross to an empty grave he rose to life. He rose to life. He lives, reigning in power. He lives, name above all. Upon the throne, forever exalted and seated high, the Lamb of God, he has overcome. He is alive, he is alive. He lives, reigning in power. He lives, name above all names. Hallelujah.
Christ, he lives in me. And on that day, with him I'll rise, for Christ, he lives in me. This life I live, no longer mine, for Christ, he lives in me.
God in the highest. Glory to you, Lord on. Praise you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Are we all, what, one more thing?
One more thing. We have Easter bags for the children.
Easter bags.
Only after the service.
Okay. And that will be right out here?
Right out here.
All right. Are we off air?